from the warm heart of a down-home gal somewhere in the warm heart of America. Now, if that doesn't warm you up, then I don't know what will. Thanks for listening in today. Now let's get underway. My name is Sharon, and you can find me online at www.prepareforfreedom.com. To find my Facebook page, go to www.q4d.net and feel free to friend me. We can all use more friends, right?
Right.
Now, let me introduce you to my co-producer and official Two Cents producer, David. Say hello, David.
Hello, David. How you doing?
All right. That guy has a sense of humor, too. You'll be hearing more from him shortly, as he loves to put in his Two Cents worth. That's why he's my official Two Cents producer. Listen to him long enough and keep adding up those Two Cents, and you'll be rich. Now, what are we going to talk about today, David? Do you remember what we were supposed to talk about today?
Freedom.
Freedom. Right. And preparing for freedom. Now, when we think of freedom, we can think of a lot of things. We can think of flags flying, chicken frying. Flags flying, chicken frying. Apple pie, mother, home, America, all kinds of things. Liberty, founding fathers, Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, so many things. But there's something today I want to address with respect to freedom that's a little more personal. We're going to get a little personal today, up close and personal. We're going to talk about personal freedom as it pertains to you right now, wherever you are. Now, we all like to be as free as we can. That's a natural tendency. But, you know, there's another meaning to freedom which has to do with being free or delivered from imprisonment of some kind. Now, could any of us possibly be in some kind of a prison? Do you see any bars on our walls, David?
Yeah, I see a lot of bars sometimes. You can be in prison in your own self. You can be you can't get out of your own self thing. So you are in prison yourself. You have to have a positive thinking to do to get out of yourself, so you can help other people understand what you went through, so you can teach them to be more prepared for freedom, to understand what life is for. How to be prepared for life.
Okay, that's a good way of saying it. There's a connection between really living real life and freedom. Think about it for a minute. What are some of the things that might be keeping us in prison right now? Now, I can think of one that comes up. It's a really bad four-letter word. But no, it's not one of those that are improper to say on the air. It's a four-letter word that begins with D as in dog. What might that be, David?
D as in dog. Faith. Wait a minute, you said four letters.
Four letters. See, that's why he's a two-cents producer. He hasn't made it to 4 cents yet.
Yeah.
Okay, second letter, E. D as in dog, E. Two more to go,
D-E.
We can play hangman here.
Dead. Deed.
Close, but no cigar. You're going to wind up in a one-and-a-half-cent producer in a minute here, David. One more letter, B as in boy.
Debt.
Debt. Not dead, but debt. Right. Debt. Debt can really make you dead as far as freedom is concerned. And one of the things that we will be talking about on later shows has to do with that terrible four-letter word that is imprisoning so many of us. But that's not where we're going to go today. Just wanted to bring that out as one common prison that many of us are unfortunately finding ourselves in right now and that we need to prepare to free ourselves from. Okay, another prison that we might be in. It's a four-letter word again, David. We're playing hangman again. Four-letter word beginning with P as in papa. P.
Paid.
Well, the second letter is an A.
Paid. Pain.
Actually, that can. You get about 3.5 cents for that one. That wasn't where I was going, but that is a good one. Let's talk about pain for a minute. Can we be imprisoned by pain? Certainly, we can certainly feel that way, that there's no relief, no way out. And some people, unfortunately, feel so much in pain and feel there is no way of deliverance that they commit the ultimate way of taking themselves out of pain, which is ending their lives. And that's the subject of another show. We're not going to go there today either. But just this first show is just to kind of get you thinking. Okay, David, let's get to this four-letter word that we were looking for to begin with. Okay, first letter P, second letter A. What's the third letter? S is in Sam, third letter.
Oh, pass. Pass. Pass.
Spell it.
P-A-S-T, past.
Past, right. How does the past imprison us, David? You can probably share a little bit about that.
Yeah, if you don't pay attention to what you're doing and you look at things and all, you can actually put yourself in debt and you can suffer with the pain along with it because you've got to forget about the past and more think of a positive attitude of why am I here, and then work yourself up how to get out of it at a positive thinking way and build yourself back up. If you don't, you'll never get out of it. You'll stay in a slump, and you're going to have all this pain carrying with you for all your life. I mean, you just got to forget about it and put it away. And think positive how you can get yourself out of your situation and work on it.
Okay.
That.
Yes, that is, and I think you're in a position to know something about having an imprisoning past, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think we all are to some degree, but we can choose where we're going to live. We really can. And we can choose to live in the past, we can choose to live in the present, and we can choose to be worrying about the future. In a way, that's another way we can imprison ourselves. We're so worried about the future that we forget about the present. You know, the present is a gift. That's why it's spelled present. It's a gift to us, the special gift of this moment that we're given to live. And we are completely free in this particular moment to choose what we do. If we choose to give up our freedom and send our thoughts back to the past, or send our thoughts to the future worrying about what might happen, which probably won't, but we're going to worry ourselves about it, then we're still in our own personal trap, our own personal prison. And I don't know about you, but I don't really like being there. Been there too much, done it too much. It is much more fun, much more free to be in the present and appreciate the present that is given to us. So we have something to prepare for. Unless you all know something more about this than I do, and I hope you do, please email me at info@prepareforfreedom.com if you've got any suggestions on how we can get out of these prisons quicker. I'm welcome, and we're welcome to any and all input you want to give us. Write me on Facebook, email me, or go to my website at www.prepareforfreedom.com and leave me a comment. This is something I'd like to have a lot more discussion about, but we're going to do more than discuss. We're going to find ways to take action here, things that you can do, we can do, take one step at a time to get us out of some of these personal prisons we're in. Now, we all know that our country itself is in a prison, too, is it not, debt-wise? And isn't it interesting that some of the behavior that we see our own government leaders doing, isn't it somehow similar to the behavior that some of us do on our own when we're faced, say, with 6 credit cards that we're maxed out on, trying how to figure out how we're going to meet next month's bills? It's interesting how sometimes it's easier for us to see what's happening to someone else or to something bigger than us than it is to look at ourselves and realize that a lot of, probably most if not all, of what we see out there in the world is a reflection of ourselves in some way. Now, that's not a fun thing to hear, but, you know, if we start considering the possibility that some of what we see outside going on with our friends and family in our country might be a reflection of some of what's going on within us, you know, we have a position of power from which we can start doing something about it. For example, another prison we can get ourselves into has to do with relationships. And having been in one myself where I felt in prison for quite a long time, there comes to a point where we just need to make a personal choice about this. We can continue to blame the other person and our circumstances for what's happening, and they very, very well have a lot to do with it. Or we can say, well, you know, maybe I didn't necessarily have everything to do with creating these circumstances, but I can make some choices right now in the present moment that can change those circumstances. I can change my attitude about what's happening. I can change the way I feel about what's happening. And the fact that I change will of necessity change the relationship. It has to, because it takes two to keep going on doing whatever is happening. Now, I know that's a hard thing to do. Let me tell you something. You know the old saying, this person makes me so mad. Have you ever had that happen to you, David?
Oh, yeah.
This person made you, forced you to be mad, right?
No, that person didn't force me to get mad. I got mad on my own.
Right, on your own, and probably felt really good at the time, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, there is something about some of these really, you might say, strong, powerful emotions that we get, you really getting good and mad at somebody. You know, there's a reason why we have those, because whether we want to admit it or not, there is something about them that does feel really good sometimes. You know, revenge, sweet revenge, all these other things. But have you thought about the fact that every time we move in the direction of where those negative feelings are taking us, we put ourselves in a bigger hole, in a bigger prison? You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
And, of course, in the excitement of the moment, you say, well, to heck with this. I'm going to get my fun. I'm going to get my revenge. I'm going to do it because it feels good. I'm going to get my revenge. And then it's only later when the kind of the air clears and we realize how much we've hurt the other person, or maybe we've hurt the relationship we were in, then we start to realize, you know, wait a minute. I can't take those words back. I can't take what I said back. I can't necessarily fix that heart that just got broken by what I just said or did. I can't just go and instantly fix that. And I find myself suddenly with less choices. What if, example, you know, in terms of taking away my freedom? What if, for example, that person that I love so much finally says, okay, that's enough, I'm leaving. And they do it this time, they mean it, and they leave. I have just lost more of my freedom to be with that person that I love. Now, if it's good riddance, maybe it is freedom for me. But, you know, the funny thing is, when relationships end that way, say, for example, if I'm the one who has said the terrible thing and the relationship ends because of what I said, later on, there's no way I'm going to feel better because I did something that was wrong, and my soul, my conscience knows that I did something wrong, even if it felt good at the time. I have a situation like that that happened to me, actually, so I'm speaking from personal experience. Sometimes relationships do have to end. But it's far better to end it on a positive note, to say, you know, we may not be close and be working together anymore or whatever it is, but you know what? I've made the choice to we're going to continue to be friends. And that makes all the difference in the world. What do you think about that, David?
Well, it's better to be friends and go in different directions if necessary to be, but don't hate each other and all. Learn from it, but still try to be friends and keep everything at bay. Sometimes you might need that friend to come back and help you. You don't know that. It's better to be joyful and happy and walk away from it instead of being bitter and sour and have that bad taste in your mouth. Because, you know, people will look on you, you know, well, they didn't forgive that person for what they did and all. And, well, they do that to me. But you want to have it in your heart of having that freedom of understanding that you can maybe still help that person like that. So it's better to walk away and still be friends than walk away and be enemies.
Right. And even though the person may not feel particularly friendly towards you at the time, the fact that you have that friendship for them in your heart will make you free, will actually free you to help them. You won't be bound up by your own hate. You know, we live here in the South, and I get a chuckle out of some of these stories we hear about the Hatfields and McCoys and the other feuding families. They get to feuding for so many generations and hating each other so much they forget what it was they were feuding about. Now, you talk about being in a prison, and, of course, we've got to keep the hate up. I mean, there ain't no way a Hatfield can be seen talking nicely to a McCoy. And it kind of restricts your freedom of action. Well, golly, maybe the Hatfield guy says, you know, I kind of like that McCoy girl. Well, guess what? Because they're all imprisoned by their own little hate and long-term feud, McCoy girl is probably going to marry someone else, and Hatfield guy is going to feel really bad about that. So we really, looks like we've been getting into a talk about relationships today in terms of freedom and how the fact that we're choosing not to forgive, not to let go of the past, not to let go of the pain of the past, keep worrying about what might happen in the future, kind of keeping up appearances, pretenses, et cetera. Man, that's a lot of construction material we keep using to keep our prison walls up between each of us, isn't it, David?
Oh, yeah. If you keep that all bottled up in yourself, you'll never get ahead of yourself. So, you know, you have to let that get out of that prison and get your freedom back and go forward with it, and then you can accomplish more when you got everything behind you, and instead of keeping it all bottled up inside you, because you won't go nowhere like that. You'll stay down all the time. You'll never be able to get ahead of yourself in life.
Right. And there's something to think about. We're not suggesting we got all the answers here. All we're doing today is maybe trying to get you to think about some of these things, asking you to think about some of these things, that there are things you really can do to prepare for your own freedom. And we're not talking at this point about the freedom of our country, but I'll tell you something that I believe with all my heart, and that is that as we prepare to make ourselves free and we start changing our own lives, to make our lives freer and happier, we are taking one extra step in the direction of freeing our country, too, and freeing ourselves to be free in our own country again. And that just doesn't go for America. That goes for wherever you live. And we're very much aware that there are areas of the world you live in where you aren't even free to listen to this Internet broadcast today. Yet the spirit of freedom, that very special spirit of freedom, cannot be held out by any dictatorship, by any man-made government, any kind of man-made device at all. You cannot quench the spirit of freedom. The only person who can quench the spirit of freedom is you. And I want to talk just a minute about that spirit of freedom, because, you know, it's easy to get into religion, and that starts turning people off. I have my own religious faith, and so does David. We're not going to go there today, but we are going to talk about the fact that we have some very certain basic beliefs that we believe are common to all people. And one of them is the spirit of freedom. There's something in each and every one of us somewhere deep down, that little tiny flame that burns within us, desiring that we be free from whatever's holding us back. Now, that spirit of freedom is like a fire, and we can get it fueled to crank it up, or we can keep putting something on it to snuff it out or put it down. And I just want to invite you to consider that. When you go to my website, you will see a page that talks about the flame of freedom. And I'm not really here to self-promote my website. I don't mean to sound that way. I'm just saying that's just where I happen to put that particular piece of writing. And I invite you to go there and just take a look at that page on the flame of freedom. That just expresses some of my thoughts, and I would certainly invite you to share your thoughts about freedom and the idea that the flame of freedom, the spirit of freedom, burns in all people to some degree or another. And it's only we as individuals that can choose to actually put that flame out. Some of us, unfortunately, have. And that's why some others of us sometimes come along and have the opportunity, when someone is ready, to just give them a light, just give them a little light, to light that flame for them again. And, you know, we can all do that. That's another way that we can help others prepare for freedom and help ourselves, because the brighter that flame burns, the more people see it, and the more people are going to want to have what we have. So, is that sounding too preachy, David?
Nah, that sounds real good. It'll make you think about yourself and about what you want to do with your life, and all. Do you want to stay down in a hole, or do you want to get above the hole and rise to the occasion of your ability of what you want to do in life? Always keep your mind open and have a good attitude toward it, and you'll do better with yourself in the long run.
Yeah. And, you know, I can almost hear somebody saying, yeah, you make it all sound so simple. Well, actually, it is simple. The problem is it isn't easy. It's really, really hard. But it is simple. And whether you follow a particular religious belief or you follow a particular path to self-improvement, whatever path it is that you choose that is helping you to grow, the principles are basically the same, and they're very, very simple. And one of them, one of the very first ones is that we need to get to the point where we are willing to take responsibility for our own thoughts, our own actions, and our own freedom. There's a man by the name of Viktor Frankl. He was in a concentration camp in Germany. He lived under the worst possible conditions imaginable. And among the people that he lived with, or barely lived with, under those conditions, there were very relatively few that survived. Some died and some lived, and Viktor Frankl was one that lived. And he wrote a book about this later on, and the point that he made was that the big difference between those who gave up and those who kept living had to do with the way that they reacted or acted to their circumstances. They couldn't change their circumstances, but the way, the attitude they chose to take towards them and the choice that they made with regards to how they were going to think and act made all the difference. He even shared some of the very, very sparse food rations that he got. He even shared with them, with some of his fellow prisoners. He had a giving heart and a giving spirit, and most important, he had a free spirit. He was not going to let anybody, anything, any prison walls, any conditions imprison his spirit. And he survived. And there's another story that comes to mind of a man who was in prison in a Vietnam prison, the so-called Hanoi Hilton, as it used to be called, a terrible, terrible, terrible prisoner of war camp. And this man had a different way of responding to his circumstances, but he also freed himself. What he did was he visualized himself playing golf. And every day he would take his visualized golf club, and he had his visualized hole, and he would practice putting to reach that hole. And he would start close to the hole, and as the days went on, he would get farther and farther from the hole. And he would visualize himself improving his stroke and improving his stroke till he was able, say, to make that putt from, say, 50 feet away, 100 feet away, as far as his prison cell would allow him, and then he went beyond his prison cell and visualized himself standing further away from the hole. And the amazing thing was that he survived his ordeal, and when he got out of prison and actually had the chance to play golf for real, he had an incredible putt. It's amazing what our minds can do when we free them to work and we use them in a positive way. Just some thoughts of some ways that we can free ourselves no matter what our circumstances. We do not have to let our circumstances dictate to us our freedom. They may restrict us physically, but we can take actions mentally, emotionally, and spiritually that will eventually dissolve those physical boundaries too, one way or the other. So, David, it's 2 cents time. Put in your 2 cents.
Well, my 2 cents for today is look positive what you can do for today, look what you can do for tomorrow. Don't look back in your past. Just look forward what you can do. Always strive yourself to go forward. Make yourself successful and keep on trucking.
Thank you. And visualize yourself being successful. See yourself doing it. Dream those dreams and make them real, just like the gentleman did in the prison. That was a real golf course for him. You know, we can do that. We can visualize our own freedom. We can visualize ourselves in whatever circumstances we want to be. And that leaves a final prison that we're in, which I want to discuss today. And that is the want prison. How many of us are in prison because we don't even know what we want? That is probably one of the toughest ones to get out of. How can you free yourself until you know in what ways you want to be free? Now, we're going to leave some of this thought for next time, but I want you to think about it. What is it that you really want right now? When your mind is thinking right now in the present and you're listening to me, what first thought comes into your mind of what you really want right now? David, take it away. What do you really want right now?
I want to be a better person. I want to have stuff where I can take care of myself first off and help other people out as much as I possibly can and try to do what I can do for the best of man himself.
Okay, we're going to invite you to get much more specific as we go on here, but that's the start. Yeah? It pays to dream big and also dream specific. Preparing for freedom is about a lot of things maybe you didn't think of before you listened today. Maybe some of you have heard this all before, but we hope maybe we can give you a little bit different angle on it or a different perspective on it that will help you to get more motivated to start preparing. And that little music you heard, folks, that's the signal that it's just about time to go. And I hope you all enjoyed the show. Just remember, you can and you will, when you're ready, prepare for freedom. Wishing you all a wonderful week. See you next time on Prepare for Freedom. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Have a blessed day.